Amar Amar of Yehuda. That's a little more than halfway down the page, middle of the line. Amar of Yehuda lo ivri lelya ela l'shinsa. Night was created for sleep. Amar of Yishimen lakish lo ivri sihira ela l'girsa. The nighttime with its moon was created for learning. So make up your mind. So which one is it? Is it for sleeping or is it for learning? So Tosis says that the Shin says refers to Lele Tkufas Tamas. The nights of Tkufas Tamas are very short. You should make sure that you sleep. The nights of the winter or the spring, which are longer, you make sure that you learn. Okay. The Morris says they said to Mzera that your sugya is very sharp. You're on the ball. Amru the imam, you know, those were day thoughts. It means I slept at night time and I learned something good by day. Amru the brought to Rav Chista's daughter said to Rav Chista, like boy Mar made him purta. Doesn't the master, the father, want to take a rest? Amr lo, so she said back to her, Hashta osu yomi darichi uktini meninim tuba. There's going to come days which are very long, but very little opportunities. You can't chop run anymore over there in those days which come in the kever. And we'll sleep plenty then. Okay. So he pushed himself. He made sure that he did stay up. So the Morris seem to say both approaches are valid. There's a gift to it. Set up Ramaisa when they were learning a Telstone. So the Bachram were very big. It was a small group of Bachram went with him to the Telstone when they started the yeshiva there, which closed when he came back because the other yeshiva was nifter. So he came back, so the yeshiva closed. But he was there. The plan was to start a branch there. So he took 20 Bachram with him. And he picked, obviously, they picked the Bachram that they took with them. So it was a very good group of guys. The guys were sitting learning really late at night, And so he was visited by the stipler, and he walked into the stipler. The stipler says, he says, am I here by you? The Bokhar are not sleeping enough. So why don't you go back and say over my name that a Bokhar has to sleep 8 hours a night. If he doesn't sleep 8 hours a night, he'll be such an amoris, he won't even understand the Pasha of the Mishnah. That's what the stipler told him. So he went back to the Shiva, says, they spoke whatever they spoke. He went back to the Shiva. He went straight into his matters, gave a clap on the beam. I have a shlichus from the stipler. He said over the stipler. Says everybody smiled. Went back to the, nothing changed, obviously. But the stipler has a letter where he makes a cheshbon for a bocher. A bocher should sleep 8 hours a night. It's an awesome letter. He says a bocher, there's 24 hours in a day. He says you sleep 8 hours a night. So it leaves you with 16 hours. He says you spend 2 hours a day on davening, between chakras, mincha, ma'ariv, benching, whatever. It's 2 hours a day you spent on those things. You have 2 hours a day to take care of your eating, resting, relaxing, etc. And you have 12 hours left to learn. He says, if you learn those 12 hours, you'll become a talmid chacham. That's a bachur's sketch. As you get older, you can sleep less. Because that's a natural tendency. You sleep less as you get older. That was a cheshbon for a bachur. So that's the Smokhokas over here in the Gemara. Yitzchok Anan, partly the Imam Anan. We're day workers. So either Puran Shadi means that he meant that we're supposed to sleep by night, the day worker is supposed to work by day and sleep by night, or it means that this world is the day and we got to get the work done. Rav Acha bar Yaakov is Yosef Uporat. He would borrow and pay back. It's referring to he had a kavias of amount of time that he would learn daily. If he didn't get it done in the daytime, he would borrow and would have to pay back. So the halacha, this is actually brought down in halacha. This concept of Yosef Uporat. So the Shulchan Aruch brings it down that a person should make sure that whatever kavias that he had, that he normally learns, if he doesn't get a chance to do it during the day for whatever reason, he should pay it back that night before he goes to sleep. That's how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Now, so the more it shifted from this idea of having a clear head to for davening. Well, it started out with a clear head for davening because of drinking. Then it went to a clear head for davening in general. Then a clear head for learning. Then the more spoke about learning. Now the more is going to go back to the davening. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Habamin Aderech Ayispalo Shloisha Yomim. A person who's traveled, you know, doesn't mean our travel. The person, you know, you picture they went across the desert. They went across the American plains on a Conestoga wagon. You know, you came in, you were exhausted. So Ayispalo Shloisha Yomim. 3 days you don't daven. You don't have a cup to daven for 3 days. Shenemar. And Ezra says they traveled to back there to Eretz Yisrael. So the gear says should be with an olive. So they traveled and they came to this place. But they made their camp. Nachasham Yamim Shloisha for 3 days. And then I went to take a sense of who had arrived. And it's the point of the pasuk really was, he says, he realized that there was no kahana, that and the Leviim didn't come. They were the upper crust and they were having it pretty good in Babel. They didn't come back, and that was his complaint. He had a few of the lesser stature Leviim, whatever, but in general they didn't come back, and that was his complaint. That's the point of the pasuk. But it says he waited for 3 days before he made the calculation. Point being that he, for the first 2 days, after he didn't feel he would have the cup to really make the calculation, to really understand what was going on properly. So Shmuel's father, when he would come back from a trip, wouldn't daven for 3 days. And again, this is brought down aloha. We're not makbet on this because we don't daven with the kavana that they would daven with anyway. I mean, it's considered a gaiva if we would do such a thing, because it means, like, say, we're claiming to really have kavanah in general, which we don't really have this real kavanah. One thing I can guarantee you, their kavanah wasn't pure shemilas. The issue wasn't, they weren't grappling with pure shemilas. They were grappling with a real tefillah experience with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that they really would connect to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they felt they couldn't do that, and that's real tefillah. I told you over the Brisker Rav. The Chaim Brisker says that the definition of tefillah is immediately thinking of Hashem. That's what it means. You're standing in Hashem's presence. The Ben Yehuda writes the Lashon in Brachas, in the Pirush of Ben Yehuda in Brachas. He writes that the Chassidim Rishonim, the more talks about that they would spend an hour beforehand to be misbeinin, they would reach a level of connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu in tefillah. Currently, he's pashas agashmi, is close to the point where they totally lost any physical connection to this world. You know, some spiritual process similar to nevuah. That was what shachas mechamar was then for them every day. So if that's what it meant, that's what tefillah is. You mamash walked into the Kodesh Kedoshim. He says you have to have kavanah as if you're leaving behind all of your metzias and physical metzias and going into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Like the Kohen Gadol goes on Yom Kippur. That's what Shacharis is supposed to look like. The Ben Yonah's world, that's what Shacharis was. So in that world, you need 3 days to recover from the trip before you're able to do that. In our world, like, you know, halavai we say the words, halavai we know what the words mean, and halavai then we can start talking about Kavanah, you know. Okay. The Mora says Shmuel loy matzi bebeisa de ispe shikra. Shmuel wouldn't daven in a building which had beer in it, because the smell of the beer would disturb him. Rapapa loy matzi bebeisa de ispe harsuno. Rapapa wouldn't daven in a building in a room which had harsuno. Harsuno was the type of fish, I think. Exactly. What? Dried fish. Yeah.
Beer made. Who is it? Shmuel drunk.
What? He wouldn't. If there's a smell of beer, it would disturb him.
Rashi says the smell of beer made him drunk.
Shakros. It would obviously the smell would impact him. can see Rashi. Yami Arichi, Yami Meshu Bekever, Arichi Lishan, there's a long time to sleep in the kever. Mukhtini Lasik Batar Mitzvah is very short when it comes to opportunities of Torah Mitzvah there. Ninim Tuba, Nishan Harba will sleep a lot then. Yosef Aporo, Hoyu Kaveiloi, Lisha is Kachmakach Prokhim, Yem, he had a Kvias, how much he would learn every day. Hoyu Rogo Lasik, but Yem, he worked by day. Pamashoy, you Tarbim, Zenisub, but Yem, he was very busy with his partner, taking care of his needs for food. Korea Kvias, Itai Belila, so he would pay up that night for his learning. I spoke Gimon Yom, Shane died to me, Yeshavas Allah, Bimne Terech Aderech. Not settled. We encamped for 3 days, and then means up to that point he wasn't ready to be misbrained and to consider what was going on. The smell of the beer would affect him. It had this fish because of the smell. See, we can just maybe just a little more over here. Omer Reb Chanina, Kol Mispata B'Yenoi Yesh B'Midas Kona. Shemar Vayorach Hashem Esreach Ani Choyach. So Rashi says that through wine, he could take wine in, and then you could speak to him, and he would accept your arguments. So that's a chokhmah that the Baruch Hashem used. He took a vehicle which exists in the Bria, which will allow him to do something which he wants to do, but he needs the help. So that's a chokhmah the Baruch Hashem does. They brought karbanos, and the Baruch Hashem allowed himself, as it were, to be convinced by the karbanos. If you know that you have a sharp edge, and you want to be meichel the guy, but you're having difficulty. But if you get yourself in a situation which makes you happy, you'll be in a good mood. You'll be able to meichel him. So use that as a vehicle to accomplish what you have to accomplish. Person that is able to hold his wine, so. He's able to take the positive effects of the wine without it being detrimental. So that's he can contain the wisdom of this of 70's kedem. What is it? How so? Yai nitin ba'ainosius. The gematria of wine is 70. Soid nitin ba'ainosius. The gematria of soid is 70. Nichas yai and yotze soid. Wine comes in and out comes the. So normally wine comes in and out comes the secret. So this person is able to maintain himself and not do that. So that's a chokhmah to it. Amr b'chanon l'niver yayin ol l'nachem aveilim al shalom sachar skar l'rishoyim. The Russian created wine in this world to give people which are in a difficult situation a chance to be able to have something to relax them. Menachem aveilim. And to give skar to rishoyim that they can enjoy this world, they can have a good time. So the Bereshim could pay him off in this world. One of my chaverim one time said to me, he says, in Nispal, he says, he drove to the airport, and on the way to the airport, since you pass by about, down this road, about 5 or 6 bars. So you get to the airport, and then there's, and the concourse, there's all these places where you can get a drink. Then you get on the plane, they offer drinks again. He says that the Bereshim shouldn't say, the Bereshim says, I offered you wine to give you Alam Haba. The Bereshim says, I couldn't find any wine. The Bereshim says, no. I guarantee you, you'll be able to find it wherever you need. You can't be titles? He says, that was his comment. And you see people, Taka, that, that they take a stop along the way, and they get a plane, right? The Zalbazach. And he says, they're Mekhaim the Gemara. The Bereshim kind of wine, my friend Rishoyim should get their Sky by Alam Haba. Okay, let's hold it here.